The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Scott Frost. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
We're trying to get better every day. I think the players are attacking practice and working hard. We're taking the first couple steps on a long road to making Nebraska what it should be.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
Coach, when you walk into your first spring practice, did you have a specific goal you wanted to accomplish more than anything? And if so, did you accomplish it?
Well, we're only halfway through. We don't really measure success the way that you're describing. I just want our guys to come to work every day and be better on the field every day than they were the day before. We got a lot of ground to cover, a lot of things to get better at. We got a lot of culture to adopt and install. We got a lot of X's and O's to adopt and install. This isn't a thing you can measure as easily as we accomplished what we needed to accomplish in spring. We're in this for the long haul and the long fix. We're going to fix it the right way, and there's going to be a lot of steps on the way.
Coach, you're probably changing everything on offense and defense in the spring to what you want to do. What's the hardest position to develop, in your opinion, in the spring?
Hardest position?
Yes, sir.
Everybody has new things to learn, and they have new things to learn on and off the field. They have things to learn about our expectations for how they approach practice and the weight room and academics and their conduct off the field. But on the field, everybody has X's and O's to learn. I suppose quarterback probably is the hardest just because they have so much to manage. They have to probably know more things than everybody else, and sometimes offense and quarterback in particular takes a little longer to come around than some other positions or maybe defense. But everybody's working hard, and we're certainly not where we want to be, but I have seen improvement through the first half of spring ball, and we'll continue to work.
Thank you, Coach.
Your next question is from Bill Bender, The Sporting News.
Coach, good afternoon. What was your initial reaction when you heard about the sellout, the demand for tickets to your spring game that's upcoming?
Well, it wasn't really a surprise to me. You know, I've been watching Nebraska football since I was a little boy, and watching the excitement that Nebraska fans have and the fan support that we have here, there's really nothing like it. This entire state has one team, and that's Nebraska football. I've seen huge crowds at Nebraska spring games before. I think with the excitement about our staff coming here and a new beginning, it probably raised the bar even a little more. And I was surprised to see it sell out in 36 hours or however long it took. But just walking around Lincoln, we can feel the excitement that people have. And I think more than anything, just to have some Nebraska people back in the building and a kind of a feeling of unity, of purpose, that everybody's getting behind it. I watch other spring games on TV and see crowds that aren't very big, and that's one of the things that makes Nebraska special is we're going to have a sellout for our spring game just like we have for every game since 1962 in this stadium, and you won't find some fan support like that anywhere.
Well, and I was going to ask, too, like you mentioned the coaches and the fans, but how has some of that enthusiasm with the newness of the coaching staff spilled over to some of your veteran players?
Well, I think anytime you go through a rough season, you're excited for a new beginning and maybe a new way of doing things. And the majority of our team is enthusiastic and seems to be embracing a new approach to football and the football program in general. We got more to learn and more ground to cover, and we certainly need to get everybody on board. But the guys have been excited. The enthusiasm is definitely there, and they're embracing our way of doing things, and I think it's led to improvement. But like I said, it's just the first couple steps.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Tim May, the Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. I was wondering, when you get down to picking a starting quarterback in your career and things are really close between guys, what does it finally come down to? Does it come down to a gut feel as much as anything else to make that final call?
Yeah, sometimes it's a gut feeling. You know, a lot of times it really defines itself with all the reps we get at practice. It usually becomes pretty clear, but we've had a couple years where it's really close. And, you know, those are good problems. If you have more than one player that is capable of doing it, you're usually in a good place as a program. But, I suppose when it comes down to it, it is a little bit of a gut feel as to who has that it factor that can go out on the field and make plays for us and lead the team. And we're a long way from deciding that. But we definitely are continuing to look at that position and the guys there every single day and getting to know them better.
And all the quickie, how much have you guys embraced the new, obviously early signing date, which you're aware of, but also the new early official visits situation? How has that changed things just from your perspective?
Well, we're not going to be real fired up about using official visits in the spring. I think there are some situations where kids are going to want to commit early and we're going to have to think about using them. But hey, I want kids to be able to come and experience what a game's like here. There's very few game day experiences like we have in Lincoln. I think it's a great time for kids to come visit us. I'm also personally not crazy about getting too many kids committed in May, June, because you have to hold on to them for a long time. And when a kid commits here, I want it to be final. I want them to be done looking. We're going to be committed to them and not yank their scholarship if somebody better wants to come or if they get hurt. If a kid belongs to us, they're ours, and we're going to honor that. And if a kid's committed to us, we expect them to honor that as well. So sometimes getting a kid committed early leads to a long haul and making sure they stay committed all the way through December or February.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
You bet.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And your next question is from Angelique Chingelis, Detroit News.
Hi, Scott. I've been asking a couple coaches on this call about your opinions on whether players should be able to transfer without having to sit out. I know there are a couple of different options in terms of proposals, some with a GPA level that the player has to reach. But just generally speaking, do you think it's a good rule for players to transfer without sitting?
Listen, I'm all for players having more freedom and more rights, and I do think there's an argument to be made that players should have an opportunity to go and pursue academics, more importantly, and athletics wherever they want to. But frankly, I'm not for the rule. I think it's going to open up a can of worms that people don't even expect. And I'll give you a few reasons that, you know, if kids are able to transfer without penalty, I wouldn't put it past a lot of schools to have agents and recruiters on other schools' campuses recruiting their players. And I think that could get really messy. Just speaking personally, if there's a good player in the Midwest at good programs like North Dakota State, South Dakota State, Northern Iowa, and they have an All-American player and kids can transfer without penalty, we'd certainly do our best to make them Nebraska Cornhuskers. And I'd hate to have coaches from Alabama or USC or whoever it was, and not to pick those schools, but on our campus trying to convince our kids to come finish their football career there. I think those things could lead to a lot of messes. As a coach, sometimes you have to be hard on guys and discipline them. And it would also make it really hard on coaches to coach the way that you need to make kids right for fear of upsetting them and having them wanting to leave and go play somewhere else. In my opinion, there's already too many transfers in basketball and football alike, and I'm all for player freedom and giving them more ability to do what they want to do in their lives. But I think there's a lot of problems that would be opened up with that rule that people probably aren't thinking about.
If I could follow up, what if there's a program that's, you know, there's some violations, they're under probation. I mean, would you relax it in that situation for a player to be able to move on?
Yeah, I think there's some special circumstances. If kids are dealt a hand that they weren't expecting and things change in a program, then maybe I can see it. You know, if you sign up to play for a coach and they leave, if the program's on probation is another example, then maybe they could look into some flexibility there. But I'd just hate to see it be the Wild West and kids being able to jump from one school to another. It would make it really hard to manage rosters and coach kids. And, you even talk about if they have a certain GPA being able to transfer. But for the wrong head coaches, that would give the wrong head coaches motivation to make sure their kids don't have a high GPA. Unless you want all football players in the country in advanced physics so that they keep under a certain GPA, I'm not even sure that's a good solution. So that's a difficult question, and there's probably smart people that are going to figure it out, a lot smarter than me. But I hope people think about the consequences and where it might lead before they take quick action and adopt a rule that could lead to a lot bigger problems.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.